This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Charlene Patton, consumer media specialist with the Kansas Soybean Commission, joins us. Charlene, the month of April is here, meaning we celebrate the month as National Soy Foods Month.
Absolutely. We're always excited to remind consumers of the benefits of soy and then also provide to them new resources and information that they can use to plan their diets and learn more about the soy foods that are available.
Charlene, what are some of those new resources that you can provide to consumers?
Anyone that contacts our office here during the month of April could receive two different publications. One is the Soy Foods Guide, which is 32 pages with really a broad amount of information from the health benefits of soy. It includes a listing of all the different soy foods and explains what they are. Plus, it's filled with recipes as well. It also will be sending out the Soy Connection, and that has just came out the spring issue, and it is featuring fertility factors this year and how the soy foods makes an impact in that. And then we'll also provide our recipes that we're featuring for the month of April, and we have a lemon blueberry coffee cake, a whole wheat banana bread that's great, and then we're also featuring one of the recipes from the Soy Foods Guide.
And there are so many simple ways that you can incorporate soy into your diet.
We would really encourage consumers to do that in that you can add soy flour to your canister. We use a 7-to-1 ratio, 7 cups of all-purpose flour to 1 cup of soy flour, and you can use that in anything for your baking and add that soy protein. The soy beverages can also be used in your ingredients when you're replacing maybe some of the milk ingredients. There's also tofu. You can use that to reduce the calories when you're also adding it to dressings and some of the other recipes. So it's not always finding a whole new recipe. We provide a lot of guidelines where you can just incorporate them into the recipes you're already doing.
What's the best way for consumers to get these soy foods guides?
They can go online to kansassoybeans.org and request it, or they can call our 800 number, 877-KS-SOYBEAN, and ask for the April promotion for National Soy Foods Month.
Charlene, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Charlene Patton, consumer media specialist with the Kansas Soybean Commission, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.